Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Shenyang Symphony Orchestra debuts 2016 Asia Tour in Tokyo, Japan. Recent Falun Dafa events, our hearts are with you. Malaysia, Falun Dafa parades celebrate Moon Festival. Montreal, Canada, car tour informs communities about brutality in China. I suffered inhuman torture at Shanghai Women's Prison. And University of South Carolina at Aiken offers Falun Dafa course. Now for the stories. Shenyang Symphony Orchestra debuts 2016 Asia Tour in Tokyo, Japan. The Shenyang Symphony Orchestra began its 2016 concert tour by presenting its unique blend of East and West to a full house audience in Tokyo, Japan on the afternoon of September 15th. As part of the New York-based Shenyang Performing Arts, the Shenyang Symphony Orchestra has toured North America each autumn since 2012. This year, it will perform in 13 cities in Japan and Taiwan, in addition to the North American stops on the tour. Radio station host Ms. Mayosa Takahashi said, "I felt extraordinarily touched from the top of my head all the way to my toes. I felt uplifted and embraced by a powerful energy," Ms. Takahashi said. She said the music was combined perfectly and really wonderful. Stage producer Hatsune Miku commented, "Very unique. It is hard to find music this good." She continued, saying, "Very grand and refreshing. Classical music and traditional culture must be preserved. It is our responsibility to save something this excellent for future generations." Dr. Takao Toda, Director General of the Human Development Department of the International Cooperation Agency of Japan, said regarding the performance, "The grace of the East was accentuated by the magnificent power of the Western instruments. It is indeed simply exquisite." Dr. Toda said of Shenyang's combination of East and West, "Never did I imagine that such distinct Eastern and Western melodies could be performed by the same musicians. I am truly amazed at their high level of professionalism. It was truly a refreshing experience." Mr. Isao Yoshikawa, the founder of the Japan Garden Research Association, remarked, "The blend of Chinese and Western instruments was very magnificent and powerful. He especially enjoyed the piece performed on the erhu instrument, which he thought was clear, powerful, and beautiful. He said, "It is hard for the Japanese to have a chance to enjoy music like this. Therefore, I would definitely recommend it to my friends." The Shenyang Symphony Orchestra will next be performing 16 concerts in 12 cities in Taiwan on September 17th through October 3rd.
Recent Falun Dafa events. Our hearts are with you. Practitioners of Falun Dafa around the world have held public events for more than a decade to raise public awareness of the brutal persecution in China, calling for help to end it and telling people about the ancient Chinese cultivation practice. This newsletter covers events that took place in the United States, Europe, and New Zealand in the last few weeks. United States. At Columbia University, 300 student organizations set up booths on September 9th. Practitioners gave out information on their free workshops, which interested many students. Several Chinese students were happy to run into Falun Gong on campus and learned what Falun Gong is really about. A similar event was held at Queens Community College on August 31st. On September 11th, practitioners participated in a 20-block-long street fair on 3rd Avenue in Manhattan. Practitioners in St. Paul, Minnesota, participated in the 153rd State Fair, one of the nation's largest state fairs, on August 25th to September 5th. The primary goal was to raise public awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong. Romania. A peaceful resistance activity in Reseda, Romania on September 11th was strongly supported by the locals. Many people signed the petition to condemn forced organ harvesting. The event also caught the attention of the local media. United Kingdom. Thousands of visitors to the British Museum, one of the most famous tourist destinations in the world, have seen Falun Gong events, which have been held there every Saturday for the last 2 years. France. The Eiffel Tower is another famous tourist spot where practitioners introduce Falun Gong and expose the persecution. Many tourists were appalled to learn about forced organ harvesting. Russia. On September 10th and 11th, practitioners in Moscow participated in the celebration of the 869th birthday of the capital of Russia and collected signatures to protest forced organ harvesting in China. Germany. Practitioners in Saxony, Germany, were invited to one of the largest community events, Saxony Day, held on the first weekend of September. Sweden. An event was held in front of Stockholm City Hall. Many local residents and tourists saw practitioners exercise demonstration and read their materials. Some also started to learn the exercises. In Gävle, 100 miles northwest of Stockholm, practitioners demonstrated the exercises and collected signatures to condemn the persecution. Many people, including some Chinese, signed the petition to support Falun Gong. New Zealand. On the other side of the world, practitioners dressed as traditional Chinese celestial maidens won the People's Choice Best Dressed Award at the annual Harvest Festival Parade in Hastings, New Zealand, on September 10th.
Malaysia. Falun Dafa parades celebrate Moon Festival. As the tradition of Mid-Autumn Festival, or Moon Festival, approaches, Malaysian Falun Dafa practitioners celebrated on September 4th by holding parades in Pandan Indah and Petaling Jaya, two major cities near the capital city of Kuala Lumpur. The parade in Pandan Indah was led by the Falun Dafa group's Tian Guo marching band, followed by celestial maidens in Chinese attire, a dragon dance, a waist drum performance, and a demonstration of the Falun Dafa exercises. The parade coordinator said, "We hope to bring happiness as well as blessings to our community this holiday season." Sheffield and his wife watched the practitioners march for a long time. He said, "This is very good because it promotes traditional culture and helps educate young people on Chinese heritage." Mr. Xiao, a longtime resident of Pandan Indah, watched the parade with his mother and child. He said he admired practitioners' hard work and contribution to the community. Later that day, practitioners put on another parade in Petaling Jaya, another satellite city of Kuala Lumpur. Ms. Huang, in her 70s, who watched the performance with her grandchild, said, "This is like a message from the divine." A long-term cancer survivor, she said, "I have always been looking for ways to improve my health." Local resident Mr. Chow said this was the first time he had come across the Falun Dafa group. He had seen negative reports from the Communist Party, but after reading a Falun Dafa pamphlet and talking with the practitioners, he realized the persecution was unwarranted and also very brutal. "Please tell more people about this," he encouraged the practitioner. "It is very important."
Montreal, Canada. Car tour informs communities about brutality in China. Falun Gong practitioners in Montreal began a car tour on September 1st to raise awareness of the severe suppression in China. They traveled to several nearby cities, including Terrebonne, Charlemagne, and Repentigny. At the Terrebonne City Hall, practitioners went to the mayor's office and provided materials to a staff member, who will give them to the mayor. They then went to the office of a member of parliament and left materials with an assistant. Outside the City Hall building, practitioners talked with pedestrians about the persecution in China. Many of them were sympathetic, and some started learning the exercises. Practitioners visited two cities on September 7th, Charlemagne and then Repentigny. The practitioners left materials for the Charlemagne mayor. At Repentigny, they met with Alexandra Faucher, a reporter. Mr. Faucher talked with practitioners, took pictures of them doing the exercises, and published a report on the following day. He wrote in his report, "The most serious form of persecution consists of an institutionalized system of forced organ harvesting by the Chinese government for transplantation. To this end, in June, the Globe and Mail released a startling report revealing that up to 1.5 million people were killed in China to supply the illegal trade in organs. When the practitioners visited the office of one member of parliament, the secretary was surprised to hear about the brutal persecution in China. He signed a petition addressed to Canada's parliament and said that he would do his best to help practitioners.
I suffered inhuman torture at Shanghai Women's Prison. Ms. Sun Shouying was sentenced to 5 years in prison for hanging a banner on May 13, 2011, commemorating the 12th World Falun Dafa Day. While imprisoned at the Shanghai Women's Prison, the 65-year-old suffered inhumane torture for refusing to renounce her faith in Falun Dafa, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. She sustained severe health damage as a result. Upon her release in May 2016, Ms. Sun wrote the following account of her experience. Wrapped in sealing tape and violently beaten, I shouted Falun Dafa is good one day in prison. The prison captain heard about it and ordered some inmates to stuff a dirty cloth into my mouth and to wrap me up in layers of sealing tape, my mouth, ears, head, legs, and feet, with my hands bound behind my back. They beat my head with heavy objects as they cursed me. This lasted for about 2 hours until I fainted. The beating caused me to bleed heavily and become incontinent. I was transferred to the Shanghai City Prison Hospital. After I was taken back to the prison, the captain talked to me every day. She ordered me to write a statement to give up my belief in Falun Dafa. I refused and was taken to solitary confinement for several days. In the cell, I was forced to stand 18 hours a day from 5:30 a.m. until midnight while facing the wall. I was transferred from Section 2 to Section 4 of the prison in 2014. In the small isolated cell, I was given only 2 meals each day. Sometimes they gave me very salty noodles, other times they gave me noodles without any salt at all. I was forced to eat whatever they gave me. I was also forced to sit in bed until midnight every day before being allowed to sleep. When my watchers noticed me sleepy, they beat me violently and poured cold water on my neck. In the middle of a cold winter, they removed my blanket every 15 minutes at night. They forced me to walk or run back and forth in the cell and frequently ordered me to write a report about my thoughts within a certain period of time. This happened many times every day. They ordered me to sit straight and watch the video of the self-immolation hoax repeatedly every day and write a report about my reflection on it. I was released in May 2016 and returned home.
University of South Carolina at Aiken offers Falun Dafa course. Students and local residents now have a chance to learn an ancient Chinese cultivation practice in a course offered by the Academy of Lifelong Learning at the University of South Carolina in Aiken this fall semester. The course, Falun Dafa Cultivation and Meditation, is being taught by Dr. Frank Tian Chi, an associate professor of marketing in the School of Business Administration. According to the Academy of Lifelong Learning website, this Chinese spiritual practice combines meditation and qigong exercises with a moral philosophy centered on the tenets of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Introducing this cultivation practice to the American public has been a long-standing dream of Dr. Xi's, who has enjoyed great physical and mental benefits from practicing Falun Dafa. The course has proven to be popular. The enrollment increased from 12 at the beginning to 29, and the school had to move to a larger classroom. Falun Dafa is credited with improving health, relieving stress, and creating inner peace. Dr. Xi said, in the class he discusses the traditional Chinese cultural background of the practice and introduces its main features. He also teaches students the 5 exercises, 4 of which are done standing and 1 sitting in meditation. Kelly, one of the students, was excited to be taking the course. She felt relaxed during the exercises in the first class. She said that Dr. Xi was an amazing instructor and that the course was very informative. Kelly used to practice yoga, but she likes the Falun Gong exercises better. I want to learn more. It is so exciting. I am glad that I came today, she said at the end of the first class. Linda Sawyers, One of the Academy of Lifelong Learning staff members and a student of this class felt heat flowing through her hands when doing the exercises. The exercises made her feel great, she said. Dr. Shi gave an excellent introduction at the beginning, and the exercise instruction was great, too. This is one of the best classes I have had. Linda hopes that the students will continue practicing after the course is over. It will be really good for them, she said. Some of the students have never heard of Falun Gong, and some knew a little but wanted to learn more. One class member told Dr. Shi after the first class that she had some amazing experiences during the meditation. She was pleased to be learning the principles underlying some of the experiences she had. She added that she is looking forward to the next class.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.